We at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Chados,
Michael Davis,
One Little Willie Walton,
Stephen Vest,
Brownie Davis,
Steve Ariza,
Savarik,
James Burns,
Michael Drescher,
Oi Harkin,
and Donald
Wheelchair Jim,
and several bats.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnarok. That's patreon.com/ragnerdrok. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
Just like the
boom!
It's going! Alright, hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok actual.
Prove it.
I meant Mortal Kombat.
Lights on, the numbers are going.
Oh,
wait,
actually,
There you go, that's the
proof. The lights on, numbers moving. Alright, yep. Good.
Alright, so today we're going to be playing...
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Ah, great.
We're going to be playing Unknown Armies and not Jingle All the Way.
Son of
damn it.
I quit.
It's not the Duma!
That's isn't that kindergarten?
Yeah. I'm Ryan. I'm going to be GMing this session.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing
Scared Gracious.
Cyrus Cash of the Canna Boys.
My name's John Kimble.
He's
an idiot.
I'm a cop.
Bookworm, a drug dealer, and
now a professional drug dealer.
Professional, yeah. Legal.
But you're more of a grower, right?
I own the store with my partner, played by...
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm...
John Cena!
This is off to a great start. You know, one of the number one complaints we get is that we all talk over each other?
No.
No way.
That's a lie.
I never do that.
Although I am one of those people that complain about that.
You do?
I would never talk. Oh, I'm waiting for someone to talk so I can talk over. Will, be more verbose.
No!
No. I am playing the character Jeff Tonnels, who is the boyfriend of Cyrus over there. And he's one of the owners of the Canna Boys.
I love you.
Love you too.
Now kiss.
No.
No, he's got to put pepper on his lips first.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the fool. He's an avatar, and he is the fool. He's also a caring person.
The fool!
He's a fool who cares.
Yeah.
I'm James, and I'm playing Flea. He's a street rat.
Oh,
that's all you need to know.
He's also a drummer in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How much is it?
Actually, Flea's the bassist, and he's an amazing
bassist. You're
right,
bassist. Yeah. Why was I thinking drummer?
How much does he look like you?
He looks like early 2000s James.
He looks like James if James were a bassist in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. And I am a bassist, but I'm nowhere near Flea level.
So was one people thought we were skinheads? We shave our head?
No, a little bit after that when I had the bondage pants and the
gotcha.
Chains.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I gotcha.
You mean the pants that a person could sleep in?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
How are they bondage pants?
That's what they were called.
Because they had, like, ropes fall over.
Oh, yeah, they had straps on them. I replaced the straps with chains so that they were... So it would make jingly noises when I walked.
Is that mobile?
Oh, yeah, definitely got... No, he's got... Purple and blue Liberty spikes.
Oh.
See, I would think you're an addict. I would think you would have the mohawk, but not, like, done up, so it's just, like, down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Alex. I'm playing Damien Dubois. He is a Vestamancer.
Dubois.
And he is, sometimes wonders why he's here.
Shit, I should have went out of order because
what?
My in order is structure, and I hate that.
Get rid of all your charges.
Yeah, you lose all your charges.
Bastards!
Done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm playing Jack Michelson. He is an animal trainer who is in possession of a possessed monkey.
Or is the monkey in possession of him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right, so just for James, who's joining us fresh from wherever it is James does, building elevators, why don't you guys tell us what you remember from last session? What went on? What went down?
To elevate his awareness.
So last session we got a call from our friend Todd, who is another member of the Canna Boys.
God damn it.
I know.
Yeah, that's the proper reaction.
It was just this moment where I saw Chris's murder across James's face. Like, could I get away with it? No.
Too many witnesses.
And Todd called us because he needed help because he had performed a ritual. He went to his house. He had played the midnight game. And the way it works is you do a thing and you summon the midnight man, and he chases you around until 3:30, from midnight to 3:30. And if you succeed, he grants you a wish.
Wait, this is a real thing? Because there is
a thing ritual.
Hey, they're making a movie out of it, too.
Oh, they did? I just remember it being like one of those, Bloody Mary, Candyman.
It is.
This is real.
He had fucked up, and when we got there, he was standing inside a circle of salt, and the midnight man was chucking things at him. So we managed to break into his apartment, and Chris's monkey knocked him out of the circle. And the Midnight Man got him, so now he's possessed by the demon. Mm. We figured out the demon was...
Maybe.
Right, well, demons in this are former people.
It may have been lying to you.
Right, well, yeah. So it may be... the demon may have used to be a prostitute by the name of something, I don't remember.
Vanessa.
Right, she, whoever this demon is, wants to kill her former pimp,
Friday,
who is a horrible piece of shit.
Is Ronald Bush in the room?
Yeah, I think that was his room.
Yeah.
So right now we have the demon tied up in Todd's apartment, and we were debating two courses of action. One is three courses of action. One option is help the demon kill Friday. Or at least allow the demon to kill Friday, and when it's done, it will release Todd. Two, convince someone else, probably Friday, to play the midnight game so that the demon will possess him and then do whatever it wants with him. Or three, exorcise the demon.
I think it would have to be Friday for number two, because if it was just a different person, he wouldn't switch because he's already in a better position.
Right, but then it wouldn't be our problem because it wouldn't be Todd.
Yeah, that's the reason.
The demon's not going to agree to it. Unless it improves its position, I would
say. Well, its improved position would be we wouldn't tie it down. We would just let him go kill the guy. We didn't want him to go kill the guy because we don't want Todd to be implicated for murder.
But he would still have to catch this person.
That would
right now, he's already got a person.
That would probably be a self-check.
I'm just saying. I mean, my self's already at 6.
Either self or violence. I haven't... making sure that somebody's possessed by a demon, but yeah, that's...
Either way. Yeah. So when we ended the game, I was going to go research how to do the exorcism ritual. And the three of them were going to see how they could go about maybe having the demon murder this guy. And then we were going to because it's like 4 or 5 in the morning at this point. And then we were going to reconvene and see what is our best option.
It's right. 3:30. No, I have to wait till 3:30 when it stops, right?
No, he already. The game's over because the demon got him. The demon won.
Yeah. I roll for the length of time that the demon gets to possess Todd, and it is a long time, so.
Yeah.
The other option, of course, I will remind you, is just to wait it out.
Yeah.
Right.
But you've seen try to hurt himself.
Or kill Todd. That would get rid of the demon.
Yeah, demons physically hurt Todd.
Yeah, he'll like bash his head against things or bite his tongue or whatever.
Because he wants to get out and kill Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so...
TJIF.
Oh yeah, Rebecca Black.
I'm gonna say that it is it is just about dawn.
And then it dawns on you.
Todd's landlord
is not very happy.
It is messing with you. Has been for several hours. You guys have not slept, but you need to do something about this before Todd either gets free or seriously hurts himself. So what's the game plan?
I had to go talk to someone to find out what I needed for the spell of the exorcism ritual.
Why don't you just call Bobby? You know, Winchester's call him all the time. He usually has everything. contact the man of letters.
So I kind of want to try out, we probably won't get too far with it. I want to try out the current objective system. So the way that works is, you guys as a group have an objective, an aim that you all share, a goal.
So, like, save Todd.
Yeah, save Todd somehow. It starts at 0 percentiles. When it gets to 100 percentiles, it just happens automatically. It could happen off-screen, or if somebody's there who does something dramatic, you win automatically. At any time, if all of you agree, you can roll to see if you achieve the aim.
Hi.
But if you fail that roll, you lose half your percentiles. And you can do either each milestone that you do, each action you take on the way to the goal, it can either be like they call it petty, which is something a reasonable, safe action, and then there's intense. An intense action would be like something illegal or dangerous or something that requires a lot of resources. So for each petty thing that you do toward your goal, so like asking somebody about an exorcism ritual might be a petty milestone.
Mm-hmm.
You get 1d10 plus 5 percentiles.
Okay.
And for each intense thing you do, you get 2d10 plus 10 percentiles. So if you guys all want to write under your current objective, save Todd.
I did.
It starts at 0.
It's Todd.
Akos,
Rome that has a chair attached to it.
Excuse me, Damien.
Yes.
The mage that you know, who might know a way to exorcise the demon,
mm-hmm.
Is named Euphemia Watts.
Euphemia Watts.
Effie.
That is a very interesting name.
And she is a breeder at Walmart.
Okay.
One of our patrons come up with that name?
No.
No.
What is my relationship with Effie like?
You find her deeply disturbing and unpleasant to be around.
Okay.
Which is why you hang out with these guys and not her.
She usually tells them to get your shit and get out. Hey, what up on the Walmart? Get your shit and get out.
So if we're still at top apartments.
Yeah, and
welcome to Costco. I love you.
I'm going to look up the normal hours of operation of a Walmart.
There's 24-hour Walmart.
Yeah, there are.
I'll put that to you guys. Is it a 24-hour Walmart?
Where I mean, it's a town with legal weed, so I'm going to say yes.
All right.
It's Colorado.
I'm pretty sure Colorado does have
24 hours.
Yeah, like, I think just New York doesn't have a 24-hour Walmart anymore.
No, we have some.
Long Island. New York does have 24-hour
Walmart. Okay, New York
does.
I know Long Island doesn't have any.
Really?
We used to.
I've been to a 24-hour Walmart in New York.
Okay.
Long Island, there is no 24-hour Walmart. But there are outside Long Island, there are...
Because I remember we were looking for Black Ops that one day. We drove to like four different Walmarts.
Because they went the Best Buy in the city.
We're looking for Black Ops.
Yeah.
I think it was in. I think
we
should have
went to the city then.
Where the Walmart was. Anyway, Walmart is open right now. You're not sure if Effie is on shift or not, but
well,
she might be.
Hopefully, they keep her away from most of the patrons.
And you know, if
she would probably be on the overnight
Walmart
shift anyway. She's as disturbing as you feel.
Open 24 hours.
Which one?
Levittown Muse, Levittown, New York.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it's a supermarket.
It's a lie, Chris. It's
still a Walmart. It's open 24 hours.
Yeah, but there's no greeter that...
So it's not a once. There's no greeter, Chris.
It doesn't qualify as a Walmart.
All right, so I'm going to say to everyone, well, gentlemen, we might be able to get this done with an exorcism ritual. I have to go see a lady about that, though. Will the three of you be all right here with our friend?
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe we should take some time sleeping in ships or something.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. Should one of us maybe give Flea a call? Well, he doesn't have a cell phone.
I was about to say the door just gets kicked open.
Oh, it's already the door's already been sawed off.
Alright,
so...
How do we contact Flea? Do I have a phone?
I heard you bitches were here.
Flea opens the bathroom door. He was asleep in Todd's bathtub the whole time.
Alright.
What the hell's all that ruckus?
Jesus, someone call that Flea. Dude, why'd you wake me up?
Wait. You only woke up now?
Yeah.
But we're being much quieter than they were before.
I don't know, one of you did something and it woke me up.
Was it when I got stabbed?
You got stabbed? That explains the blood.
Yeah, there's a big blood stain on my shirt and a hole in the shoulder where there was a knife.
Who the fuck stabbed you?
Todd. Well, the demon that possessed
Todd. What the fuck, Todd? Why are you stabbing people?
It's not Todd.
He's possessed by a demon.
Oh. The fuck, Todd? Why are you possessed by a demon?
Because he's an idiot.
It's true.
Yeah.
Before I go out, do you know any exorcism rituals?
I know how to exercise a hangover.
Right. Helpful as always. Please. I pull out my phone. Well, my Uber will be here in 5 minutes, so I'll wait until then.
What kind of drugs were you on that you just passed out cold?
I don't do drugs.
Sure.
Wait, you ask that, and I jump in with, what was Xanax? And then you say, no, I don't do drugs. Oh, him. Yeah. My guy's addicted to sleeping pills.
He takes out a Cannon Boy's bag, he just eats a brown.
Actually, what is it? Ambien.
Xanax will make you feel okay. Ambien will make you feel nothing.
Xanax will make you feel sleepy.
All right. Yeah. About this time, you see Mr. Z coming down the stairs, and he's looking at like the destroyed.
Oh, the landlord.
The landlord. And he's like wearing his bathrobe, and he is not happy. He's cursing.
Something.
He looks at all. I want you out of my house.
Technically, yes. We're in Todd's house.
We're Todd's apartment, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's had a victim in 24-hour notice. You have to give him some time to clear out his stuff. I've been evicted several times, I know.
What was his full name again?
Mr. Zogi.
Mr. Zogi, I appreciate where you're coming from, but our friend had a bit of an episode last night. I apologize for all the banging and the noise. But this will be sorted out very soon. We're going to start cleaning up around here.
What the hell are you doing? Why is he tied up?
We're into kicking shit, alright? This is a sex thing.
No.
Make me a line check.
Can I assist him?
I'll give you plus 10 percentiles.
Okay, can I assist him because I'm incredibly sexy?
It's on the red.
So do I roll, or does he just get an extra?
He gets an extra.
Maybe Will would be better plus 20. He could like kiss him or something.
Because you're helping.
When is 100?
Yeah, it's 100.
And I think under.
Add or under.
Add or under.
And you get an extra 20%.
I gotcha. All right.
I'm so afraid Mr. Z is going to ask to join in.
26 under 55.
I'm back.
So he kind of, like, his eyes go wide. He like, looks around at each one of you in turn.
Jack is doing this.
At the five men and the monkey.
Yeah. I'm recording.
Oh, six men and a monkey.
You don't have a phone.
Look, just keep it quiet, okay?
We'll try.
I don't want any part of this. If I hear any noise, I
Are you sure?
What do you think the gag's for?
Okay, I'm going. And he picks up the rotary saw that you guys. Yeah. And he don't touch my power tools. And he like storms up the stairs.
What about your electric toothbrush?
He doesn't say anything.
My phone beeps. Ah, well, Emil is here, so I shall see you all later.
Emil?
My Uber driver. I'm going to Walmart.
I thought you were actually going to hang out with somebody interesting.
I wish.
Walmart?
Yes, I have to go talk to Effie.
Oh, yeah, I'll stay here.
Yes, does anyone want to come?
Is that the weird chick that's the greeter?
I'll come, she owes me $20.
Does anyone else want to come?
There's four drivers to the building with single. There's two other people going to join and a monkey.
Alright, I guess Flea and I are going to Walmart together.
Yeah, I'm picturing Flea just like throws his arm around you.
Yeah, and he does. He's like, alright, let's go, buddy. Let me introduce you to the ways of chaos.
Your skin crawls.
I don't think he's a terrible person. I just hate everything he stands for.
Understandable.
So yeah, I go.
You just hear like the creaking of leather as they just kind of throw it over you. And
you guys go upstairs.
Well, it's because it's not mine.
Emil is waiting in his Yaris.
Yeah,
it's kind of cramped in the back seat. How about the rest of you? What are you guys doing? Who's watching Todd and who's doing?
This is what Jack is going to say right when they leave. So who gets to sleep first? I vote me. And then he reaches into his pocket, pulls out a prescription pill bottle, pops the top, and downs a few pills. And he goes, and then falls asleep.
I guess. He is first.
Yeah. He crumples to the floor, falls asleep, and then Mr. Bananas
just
climbs onto his chest and stares into his eyes.
His eyes start glowing?
Not yet. He usually does like to let me get a little bit of sleep.
You have to go get into the REM sleep.
Get to the REM.
Right. I just gotta wait till the time is right.
I take a picture of it.
Does that creep you out as much as it creeps me out?
Maybe I managed to get over to a couch. The
almost.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something not right with that monkey.
I land on the couch and then fall off the couch.
I take a picture of it and I send it to Damien and Flea. I guess my Flea's my phone number.
Yeah. You don't have a phone.
You guys see.
He just knows where
he's off the grid, man.
As soon as Jack falls asleep, Mr. Bananas walks up to him and starts running his fingers through Jack's hair.
I take a picture of that. I take a video of that.
Flea has a phone. He just leaves it in the freezer.
Gotta keep a single cold.
Jeez.
Oh, damn it. I left my phone in the freezer.
That's it. Why do I have
a So Jack's asleep.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing, Jeff and Cyrus?
I'm recording this.
I'm really rich.
Are you doing anything to like further your goal, or are you just gonna hang out?
I don't know. I'm just gonna wait for. I'm just gonna keep Todd safe. His body safe.
Yeah, we're gonna just keep talking to the demon.
All right.
Whenever I wake up screaming, that one of them is sleeping.
All right. So I guess let's go with Flea and Damien first. So Emil drops you off in the Walmart parking lot.
The whole car ride, I was going to nag him about being on his phone. It's like, why do you have that? They put you in a contract, man. It sucks. And you're contractually obligated to pay them all the time.
Government tracks your every move. Police can spy on you. The FBI has a recording of everything you say.
Emil drives you to Walmart with the windows down because of the stench.
What's the outfit?
Yes.
Hey, just because I don't have a home doesn't mean I don't,
Well, you did fall asleep in the bathtub, so.
Yeah, maybe he was in the middle of a shower.
Probably not, because it takes forever to get these livery spikes right, it's a lot of gelatin and blow-drying.
He's wearing Axe body spray. He's okay. Did he?
No, I don't get Axe. It's too commercialized.
He makes his own hair gel.
He makes
his own
soap.
Sometimes I steal Jell-O for
the Jell-O. Steals human fat from a liposuction clinic?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
You're telling me.
I don't wait for the liposuction clinic.
Selling their own fat.
To the driver, listening to him being like, oh my god, this guy won't shut up.
So yeah, Emil drops you off in the Walmart parking lot. It is very early in the morning. The parking lot is surprisingly full because what do people need from Walmart at 6:30 in the morning?
Everything.
Apparently, a lot.
At 6:30, it would probably be picking up a bit because, like, all the early morning people would be out.
Exactly.
People are stopping in for something on the way to work.
I know Effie isn't the most agreeable person, but we need her for this, so please try not to annoy her too much.
I make some promises because I do need money from her.
Well, there you go.
Alright. You walk through the entrance of the Walmart and you catch sight of Effie. She is a very, very heavy woman. Her Walmart, you can barely see the khakis. It's mostly blue. She is riding a hover round. She is somewhere in the neighborhood of 550 pounds.
Wow, that's a big woman.
That's
a huge bitch.
She has kind of greasy blonde hair, that's up in a lopsided bun. She looks like she's wearing, she looks like she's wearing her Walmart uniform and most of a donut.
Okay.
And she's hi, how are y'all doing this morning?
Do I know what her school of magic is?
You think that it involves consuming like
I was gonna say gluttony?
Yes. Yeah, so it's something about consuming and
Gluttomancy?
You've heard her refer to it as caloromancy.
Caloric intake.
Yeah.
Sometimes we call them donut wizards.
Well, Damien, how are you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm good, Effie dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm just peachy this morning.
Yes.
Why have you joined us here today? I don't recall you ever coming down to the Walmart before.
Well, it's just time I come at the frog.
Just a bit.
We're here to actually talk to you, Effie.
Sounds like Kermit looks like
I need. I need your expertise in something.
Oh,
so sick. And we come bearing gifts, and you see Flea searching through his pockets, and he pulls out a half eaten donut.
You should have pulled out an IOU $20. Right, you're there for your $20.
I mean, what's wrapping the donut is the IOU that she wrote for me about the $20.
Now that's kind of a tough prospect there. You see, I do recall last time you said some very unfriendly and unflattering things about my physique.
What, are you talking to me or Flea?
Flea.
Oh.
Hey, look, I just call that as it sees it.
Right. Well, I'm more of a disposition to tell y'all to enjoy your shopping and have a nice day.
I don't shop in places like this.
You don't shop at all, Flea. Look, I apologize for whatever my friend may have said. As we both know, Flea is more akin to talking out of his ass than thinking with his head.
No, he's right. I'm gonna say
Ben's over just talking out of his ass.
Call me connect check.
Connect.
Connect. You.
All right.
You're leveling with her.
50-50 shots. 40 out of 50.
Okay.
Where the fuck is that? I was thinking it with a K. Thanks, Xbox.
Mammals, quadrupeds, lend me your ears.
That's very nice of you to say, Damien. I do appreciate that. Why don't you, I got my 15 coming up and just shortly. So why don't you and your friend here maybe buy me breakfast at the Subway?
Well, that sounds lovely. We'll be there waiting.
She means, like, at the eatery, not in the actual Subway where they have, you know, Cinnabon and stuff, right?
Yes, the one that's in the Walmart.
Okay.
you should just point to those.
Yeah. You want a 6-inch, right?
Oh, no, darling.
So I'm going to go and buy my... Do you want a cup of coffee?
Nah.
I'll buy it.
No, not a coffee. Nah, it's fine. But, you know, the...
Consumerism.
No, coffee is something that everybody drinks. That's all those people that are those go-getters that wake up every morning. They have to have their cup of coffee, man.
Well,
I'm not going to be one of those
men. Why don't I get you a soda that you can have first thing in the morning?
Okay, that sounds great.
So I'll get myself a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And a little soda for Flea.
An orange soda.
Well, he could go to the fountain and get whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
He could probably mix a bunch of flavors.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was a shh. Does this look brown enough to you? No?
Alright. Is that what you hold up? Is it brown enough to you? It should be blue.
The
it doesn't look brown at all.
The clerk at the subway, like, is he okay?
No.
Okay.
God bless you, sir, for taking care of such a special child.
How old is Flea?
You can't really tell. He looks like he could be in his 20s, but he acts like he's in his 30s.
Wait.
No. Okay. That's how it's going.
Yeah, he acts like he's in his 30s. Okay.
But he has the ambiance and appearance of somebody that's older, but he just...
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we wait for Effie.
All right.
And then I buy her breakfast sandwiches.
A couple. Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Yeah.
It's
cayenne herbs and cheese.
Yeah.
And I get
cayenne herbs and cheese. She makes you order it.
Okay.
She like writes the list down.
Yeah. Well, she tell Katrina that I'll have my usual.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Katrina and order Effie's usual.
Katrina like visibly shudders, and then she just goes to the warming case
mm-hmm.
and takes out like 2 foot long loaves and then 2 more.
No.
Yeah, it's a bunch.
I carry the trays back to Effie. There you go, darling.
Oh, thank you.
That's very weird.
And you don't mind if I eat while we talk, do you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's really like every one of those tubs has every type of cheese on it.
Double meat, double cheese.
Well, not more than double cheese, because it's every
triple
cheese.
bacon.
She didn't skimp on the sweet onion sauce, did she?
I certainly hope not. I told her extra punch, just like you said.
I think she used the whole container.
I've told that child so many times not to skimp on the sweet onion sauce.
It is delicious, I would imagine.
So you guys sit down at the subway with Effie, and she like gets herself a napkin and tucks it into her shirt.
Like that's gonna help.
Yeah. And she goes to town on that first sandwich.
Well, a friend of ours is in a spot of trouble, and I was hoping you might be able. I was hoping that you might be able to point me in the right direction towards a exorcism ritual.
Oh, that's very interesting. You know, I do believe there is excuse me. I do believe there is such a working that I'm aware of the process for, but it would most decidedly not work for someone of your stature.
Well, perhaps you can tell me what your method is, and then I could adapt it to something that Flea and I could work out.
When you look over to Flea to say Flea and I, he's trying to balance his chair. He's like leaning back on it and just trying to keep himself balanced with just the two front feet.
Something that Flea and I something that I could work out.
He's just trying his best not to fall.
You should also be balancing your soda on your forehead.
No, because he wants to drink the soda.
What's the favorite? Go get more.
Yeah.
No, I do appreciate you buying me breakfast and all. It was mighty friendly, mighty neighborly of you. But
it's like your sandwich is gone.
Yep. this is a powerful ritual not to be trifled with. What are you going to give me in exchange?
Well,
wasn't the four sandwiches enough?
She wants a charge, doesn't she?
She wants something. Whatever you want to offer.
Did she just get a charge?
Must have a gift card.
I don't know what her.
She may have just gotten a charge for all you know.
And four sandwiches.
Well, part of me wants to offer her a steep discount at her impending funeral. but what can we offer? I don't want to give her a charge.
Except my gift card.
I think it's a good as an adept, you know that adepts are rationally so secretive and paranoid, because when people go around doing magic, other people tend to go after them with pitchforks and torches. So what you want to get from her is something that is very valuable. You can try to talk her down, you can make her an offer, but, you know, she's not going to give it to you for nothing.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of what I could give her.
That would...
So, if we get started.
So, in the game, can you make, like, artifacts? So, like, as a Vestomancer, would I have the power to, like, make a sweater that has an enchantment in it?
I think so. I think you can. Artifacts mostly happen naturally in the setting.
Okay.
As the result of like weird magical flukes.
Is your hat skill something that you? It's a skill that you have, or the hat has?
No, it's me.
Okay, because I was going to say you could get an enchanted chef's hat that makes her a great cook. But
well, that's I mean that's if I mean if that's something I could do, then.
At this time, Flea shows up with a cake from the bakery section, which you didn't notice that he walked away to go get.
Well, doesn't seem to have a receipt either.
No, he doesn't. It's somewhere in this jacket.
Well, perhaps I could...
Perhaps a tasty pie. Mmm, pie. Pecan pie.
Oh, my, that is delectable. Unfortunately, you've touched it, and I would not let something that you have touched pass my lips.
That's probably a wise decision.
There's a whole table over there. I'll get someone else to walk on over.
Perhaps I could craft you a garment, something that would meet your impeccable taste, and...
Soft.
I'm trying to... make you look even more beautiful than you already do.
Okay, that's going to be a lie.
There was a not-so-subtle gag from Flea.
Okay, that's a lie. my lie is not great, which is weird. Oh, no, I was looking at the wrong one. Okay, that's better. No, that's a 96 out of 45. Flipping's not even going to help, so, yeah.
All right. She says, well, I do appreciate the offer, but...
I know someone's bullshitting me.
I've been around the block a few times, child, and I do know.
In what, the scooter?
Now, sir,
savage.
That is a good way to get me to put down my last sandwich and go back to work. Talking like that.
Effie, again, I apologize.
Well, let's not be so hasty. Maybe just go back to work.
Perhaps, it's a ritual to transfer a charge from one person to another.
Right? Yes, it is. The only way you know how to do it, you have to spend a charge to give a charge.
So I'd have to, like, spend a minor charge to give a significant charge?
To give a minor charge.
So I'd have to spend a significant charge.
No. You spend one to give one. So you spend a minor charge.
Right.
And then you get to give someone another minor charge.
So what if I want to give them a significant charge? I'd have to spend a significant charge?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I don't have two of those.
I don't have any of those.
Well, what is it that you want, Effie?
Hmm.
Why don't we start there?
What would entice you to give us this information? I will walk away, so you don't have to tell me.
Okay.
Ooh, Oreos.
He walks away eating the pie.
Now, he dropped it when he said an attractive woman such as yourself or something. Yeah, he definitely is just like, aw.
That doesn't mean you can't walk away eating it.
That's a good point.
Now, Damien, you are very, very striking, very handsome man.
Oh God.
I might be willing to describe what you need if we establish, you know, a certain, I don't know, a public rapport, as it were. If you and I were seen to be an item.
Fuck this.
Please stand behind her. Look at you.
No.
Next scene is that gate. Do another Uber.
She's gonna want you to kiss.
Counter offer.
Yeah, I did that.
Almost added.
We keep things private, but we go into the bathroom right now.
Ooh.
All right. You can definitely. I would say that is. I'll let you get away with status in
okay.
that case, or
I,
connect.
I,
if
I
you
would
want.
Suggest a blue pill.
We're under the so toilet. if my I have an identity that substitutes for status, but it's lower than what my status is.
So whichever one you want to do. All
right. I'll just roll my status. Oh, either it's under both, 35.
Okay.
My status is 60, my gorgeous man is 40.
Alright, so she will tell you what you need to know for a quickie in the restroom.
Alright, so I'm gonna go fuck her in the restroom.
I thought it was just to make it look like you were doing it.
Well, either I have to publicly pretend to be in a relationship with her, or
you just
go fuck her in the
room.
No, I'm for you. I didn't realize.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, sir, you drive a hard bargain, but I must say...
Not yet.
Excuse me while I go to the mess now for...
She gets all, like, adorably flustered, too. So she's oh, well, I still have about 8 minutes left of my 15.
Fleet drops a box of condoms on the table.
I do not
want to be involved in this.
Does this have to be now, or can we wait for my lunch later?
What time is your lunch?
10:30.
It's like 6:30 now.
It's getting on toward 7.
I don't think he has that long, dude.
Yeah, I need it now.
you're incorrigible, sir. By all means, feel free to finish this last sandwich here. Actually, I'm just going to. And she, you know, pilots her scooter in the direction of the restroom.
I follow.
Yeah.
I put an out of order sign on that door.
Is she a screamer?
Yes.
Depends on how it evens or odds.
It's going to affect you. I'll let you call it.
No, you call it.
Odds.
It's not going to get worse.
It's odds.
Oh.
So I'll let you pick.
Oh, yeah, she is.
I'm not getting fired for fucking in the Walmart bathroom.
She's going to get kicked out of the Walmart. They can't fire her. She's got a disability.
Oh no! What a tragedy in my character's life. He got kicked out of the Walmart.
As someone who actually has been kicked out of Walmart and banned from Walmart twice. Yeah, no, that's not a big deal.
Is this Flea or James?
This is James. You know those
Flea's
carts
been bad way more
that
times.
You put the cart in the thing and it takes the cart to the second
mm-hmm.
floor.
You were riding
I jumped over the railing and went into the cart twice. Within a week of each other, and they banned me for a month for each time, but I was still in the next day.
Yeah.
when the two of you emerge, you find Effie's manager and two of the Walmart security staff and Flea standing there.
Laughing.
And Flea
puking.
Is...
They're not here for me! And he opens his jacket, and I have all this.
So the manager looks as if he's about to say something to her, and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mortimer. I didn't mean to stay late past the end of my break. I'll get back to work. You'll be fine with that, won't you?" And then he just kind of visibly crumples and nods. Well, thank you so much, Damien, for your courtesy and chivalry.
It was my pleasure, Effie.
So she hands you
the rest of her sandwich.
That's long gone.
I'm going to say, come back at the end of my shift. I get off at noon, and I will I'll write it all down for you on my lunch.
All right, I'll see you later, darling. I'm going to give her a kiss on the cheek.
She blushes.
And walk out. Let's go, Flea.
He's riding a cart out.
Security guard looks at you and goes, "There's a gym next door if you want a shower."
I don't know why you guys are being so mean.
You guys aren't even there to be that mean. I'm the one who's got to give him shit for it. I'm not going to. I should be.
Well, what do we want to do until noon?
I don't know. You want to talk about it?
I mean, glad to talk about.
I mean, do you need any counseling or therapy?
How did you find
it? did you have to move all the folds or...
I'll explain the parts of a woman to you when you're older, Flea.
Fair enough. You want to call the other guys, see what they're doing? If they're making any more progress than we are?
Maybe. Speaking of which, we cut back to Todd's apartment. Jack is still asleep. What are Jeff and Cyrus up to?
Jeff is talking to the Todd demon.
Jeff and Cyrus are discussing how they're going to redecorate their breakfast.
Coffee. I was going to say that I was. I'm kind of boring the demon with the details of the bake that he processed
and I'll make breakfast and cooking.
So the first time I put in one part sugar and two parts marijuana.
Really?
But it was too much. So then I put in two parts sugar and one part marijuana, but that was too little. So it turns out the perfect mix is 1.5 parts each.
Is Todd gagged or can he speak?
Who's gagged?
Okay, so
he's gagged so he doesn't bite his own tongue and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That would probably be the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
This demon wants to kill itself already.
I'm making breakfast, making some coffee.
Making pancakes, making bacon pancakes.
Take some bacon, put it in the pancakes.
He's going to burn the toast. Come on, 25.
Nope.
You didn't burn the toast?
No. you can see it as you're boring it with your explanations of the edible recipes that you've experimented with.
And then the afternoon delight cakes. Oh, I gotta tell you about those.
It is struggling against its bonds. Rocking back and forth. It starts screaming at one point.
I know, right?
I was excited too.
It was exciting too. It's ungullible.
Let's see. One minute. Couldn't do that. Can it do the thing? No. Todd starts rocking back and forth like he's trying to roll himself off the couch and onto the floor, but he's really, it's a very cushy couch and he's just sinking into it.
Like Dave Costa's old couch?
Yeah.
That was a very cushy couch.
You got lost in that thing. And the minute your weight left the floor and went into that cushion, that was it. Game over.
I like that.
Jack,
couch.
Are you having a vision?
Eventually, yes, I'm going to have a vision. You want me to have it now? I'll roll by Mr. Bananas.
Go ahead. He's
just staring at your eyes now for a long time.
I got a 6 out of 6.
Okay.
See what I can do here.
There once was a man named Wade.
So, what are you trying to have a vision of?
The outcome of this demon possession.
I guess I just want to see. What's his name? Anything I can learn about Friday? What might motivate him? Or, I mean, I don't think Jack was really thinking too much about a vision when he popped the pills and went to sleep.
Okay.
So, I mean, whatever Mr. Bananas wants to show.
Show you. Okay.
He's showing you how to peel a banana to give it to him properly.
Oh, you guys notice Mr. Banana's eyes start to glow red.
Oh, red.
Yeah.
That's not horrifying.
Mr. Bananas has flipped Jack over onto his back and is now sitting on Jack's chest. Staring intently into his closed eyes. Jack's eyes...
Should we say my eyes start to glow
as
well?
That's what I was going to say. Your eyes fly open, and they both start to glow with the same color.
I think they should glow when you can just tell through his eyelids. They glow so bright you just see, like...
That's real terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack's eyes start to... I'm going to say that's going to be an unnatural 3 check. Either of you guys have to make that?
No.
I think probably me.
Yeah, I only had 2.
I think I'm just too focused on the storytelling.
I right now. Only 2.
Yeah, that's true. They might not be looking.
Well, he just said he was...
Yeah, I got a 4.
Filming.
He's looking.
So you passed. All right, so then you fill in another dot of unnatural.
Jeez. I think there's a vague sulfur smell too.
Yeah. Jack, you have this dream. You see Friday, the man you shared the scotch with, or who took the bottle of scotch from you, and then
The guy I gave the scotch to.
Drank and like spouted racist diatribe at you,
right?
For a good hour or so, or however long you talked to him.
It was probably racist. It was probably not quite that long, actually. I think he was a pretty easy read.
Yeah.
But
maybe you're genuine. Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah.
You see him.
When they said, "Tell me about the demons," and he started talking about 5 people. All right.
Oh, I see where I made a mistake.
It was talking to you in the first place. You see him. He looks somewhat younger, and he doesn't have the 88 tattoo on his face.
What's with that 88? Is that a thing?
White power thing.
Yeah, it's a white power thing. It's H.H. Heil Hitler.
Why is it 88?
Because H is the 8th letter of the alphabet.
Oh, okay.
And also, skinheads are stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry for all skinheads.
No, we're not. We can offend the skinheads all the time.
No, they're violent people. We're sorry.
Or watch American History X. I want to eat the curb.
All right. So he's younger. He doesn't have all the white power tattoos. You don't get a close enough look at him, but you get the sense of this towering figure looming over him. Someone just like a shadow that is very, very wide. Like someone who's enormously fat.
Friday.
No. It's definitely.
Damn it, Effie, I thought we had something special. Oh, Frabble, my flip flop.
You see like a pudgy hand with sausage fingers, like whip across this kid's face, you see him like fall backwards. And he looks up and he says the word dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you get.
All right.
Saying this kid has parent issues. Never would have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Issues. I have no idea what that's like.
Talking about James or Flea?
So I guess, Meyer, you're watching me. What's my phone? Cyrus is watching me. He sees my eyes snap open and the red goes out of my eyes and slowly starts to drain out of Mr. Banana's eyes. And you can tell I'm awake and terrified, but I am not moving. That's about 5 minutes of sleep paralysis.
That sleep paralysis is a bitch. I'm going to go with rank 4 helplessness. You have to make that?
I do.
You do. Okay, so...
Am I rolling what my helplessness is?
No,
because it's not a
you defend. It says
defend with status.
With status, so I'm rolling my status.
That's okay.
55. 3.
Okay, so you can notch another mark in helplessness.
I can, or
you,
I have
you
to.
You have to.
Oh.
If you get a crit, you can choose.
Oh. What happens if I fail?
Then you get a failed
failure.
Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm notching helplessness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your fitness goes up, goes down, your dodge goes up.
All right.
So after like a long pause, Mr. Bananas bounds off of Jack's chest, and Jack like bolts upright.
Friday has parent issues, father issues, though. I don't think I really needed that vision to find that out. Whose turn is it to sleep next? Ooh, that smells good.
How do you like your coffee?
No coffee.
No coffee.
I'll go next.
All right.
I'll continue making breakfast.
All right. I'm going to try again.
I guess you watch...
I watch Todd.
Todd, is there a sigh of relief when I decide to go to sleep?
Yeah,
I'm going to
a little bit.
I'm the demon. I'm supposed to be the one torturing people.
Both of you guys make me a notice roll.
The two people that are awake? Or
the two people that are awake.
11.
Okay.
Is that a critical something?
Yeah, that's a max success.
I failed, right?
Yes.
Mark of failure?
No, it's not a sand test.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you're too busy, you know, working on... What are you making for breakfast?
I don't know. What does Todd have?
Baked pancakes.
Yeah, the kind of pancakes where you add water.
Alright, well, I'll make some shitty pancakes. Maybe just have some eggs, maybe?
Yeah. Right. And some pancakes and eggs and...
Powdered coffee.
Yeah.
Baked pancakes.
Toast, if anyone wants it.
He's got, like, egg beaters.
He has bread, probably, so I'll put some toast. If anyone
has raw toast, he doesn't have a toaster.
You mean the bread?
Raw toast.
Okay.
He's got a gas ring, so you can, you know, toast it over the burner.
Yeah, you can toast over the burner.
Yeah.
You should make it a joke.
Jack, you see that you notice without letting on that Todd has worked his way out of the wrist restraints.
Oh, let me tighten those back up for him.
The second you like come near him,
yeah.
he's pulled his way out. He's gonna try to like roll and knock you over. Like he's rolling himself off the couch.
I think that's not a very terrifying attack.
No, it's not.
All right,
but
so...
you have to do something to avoid getting like he's gonna like knock into your knees. So what do you do?
I just.
Step over.
Yeah, like, I brace myself, I guess.
Alright, so you make dodge.
Okay.
It's gonna...
Dodge, oof. 74. No, I did not dodge him.
Alright, he got a 53 to roll into you. So, let's see. Let's...
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have hurt so much if you didn't land on the arm that you got stabbed in before.
Alright.
So basically, like, he rolls over, hits you right in the knees, and keeps going. You try to avoid it, but end up losing your balance, and you fall forward, and you, like, wang your arm right on the couch, and you like, see stars for a minute.
I'll yell, though. Ow!
Yeah, what the hell?
You see Todd
fuck
is now trying to work the ankle restraints off.
No. I'm gonna grab it, his hands and restrain him again.
Alright. So the way this works, if you're grappling him, the first round, he gets a dodge.
Okay.
And you get to make struggle.
Oh, I'm about to fail already, I can tell.
Is it something I can help with, or I'm still just writhing in pain right now?
Well, that you got an action.
Alright, well, next turn,
oh my
I can
gosh,
help.
Yeah. Is that the biggest fail? Yeah, that's the biggest fail I can do.
What did you do?
100.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Let me untie that for you.
That's 100.
You're so excited, Gracie. I don't know why.
No, it wouldn't be a game.
Gee, I guess you really like that poop, huh?
Alright. So you go to, like, grab Todd, and Todd kicks you right in the face.
Oh, that's funny.
So you fall backwards. Again, dazed. Excuse me. Jeff, make me a notice check with a minus 30 percentiles because you're asleep.
Well, I figured I would hear it. Like,
well, that's what we're going to
roll in to see if you
did. Did he fall asleep at this point? I mean,
that's what he said he did.
Well, he laid down. He didn't, like, overdose on sleeping pills like I did and immediately pass out.
Alright, fine. Minus 10 percentiles.
No.
So yes, he fell.
So yeah, I mean, to be fair, he has been up all night. Yeah. Jeff sleeps on. Todd gets his feet out, and he is running for the door. So what do you guys do?
You get on the floor and walk the dinosaur.
It's true.
Oh no, he's got to open the door first. Yeah. Then you get on the floor.
Everybody does that.
Nah, the door's leaning against the wall right now.
I have to run and chase him.
Yes, I just want to kind of tackle him.
Alright. So you make struggle and he makes dodge.
Struggle, huh?
It's a struggle.
What else could I do? This is not going to go well either.
About
fitness.
I would let you get away with fitness.
Alright, I'm going to do fitness. It's 20 points higher.
Alright.
And it's a good thing I did. 32.
All right, he gets a 52, so he's just a little bit faster. Todd is like a wiry guy.
All right.
And he slips past your grip. About this time, Cyrus, you kind of shake off the daze that you know, and you see that Jack has chased Todd out of the room, and Jeff is still asleep on the couch.
Hey. I'll pursue, run after,
See if you can smack Jeff on the way out.
Yeah. I'll hit him in the nuts.
Alright, Jeff?
Wake up, honey! I'm up now.
I'll give him a pee-pee tap.
Okay.
I would say that wakes me up.
Yeah, Jeff, that wakes you up.
Oh! He got loose!
Huh?
I'm not gonna explain myself.
You're just running?
Yeah.
Alright,
spinning. Oh, shit!
I'm just running.
I'll say you can make pursuit to get to Todd before he opens the door and bolts.
Yeah, I feel it.
You failed? Okay, so I'm going to say that there's kind of a bottleneck on the stairs.
None of my skills would work.
Unless you do something, Jack, to stop him, he's going to open the door, and then this will be a chase scene properly. because it'll be out in the open.
Cause the door to fall in his way.
They don't have magic.
Yeah, no.
Or Will does, but
I've just got Mr. Bananas.
Half asleep.
Throw Mr. Bananas at him.
No.
I don't know where Mr. Bananas is. Probably on my shoulder.
Mr. Bananas is... Do you look for Mr. Bananas?
I'm not going to stop to look for Mr. Bananas.
Okay, he's not around right here.
All right. Mr. Bananas is probably helping him again, like last time. I guess I'm just going to try and tackle him again.
All right.
I don't really have... yeah.
You can do that that fitness thing again.
All right.
If you want.
No.
Ooh.
No, you got away.
All right. So he opens the door and he's out.
Well, then.
So here's the way this works. In Unknown Armies, there is if you're in like a protracted contest, it's this little handy thing called the gridiron. You start in the middle.
Right.
If you move up toward your end zone, then you get your way, or I guess in the
I catch him.
Yeah, you catch him. If he moves down towards his end zone, he escapes.
Okay.
So, what are you all doing? He's bolting.
Oh, I'm gonna get on my bike.
Okay.
I should be able to catch him better that way.
Sure. I'll give you plus 20 percentiles for riding the bike. He's gonna run.
Am I doing fitness again?
Yes.
Okay.
While he's doing that, I'm trying to convince most of the employees to quit working at Walmart because
consumerism sucks.
Like, this is the plan, man. This is what they're doing to bring you down. They're gonna keep you
49,
down.
49, and you said I got 20 added to my score?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 65.
All right. So he got a 10. So 49 beats his 10.
Yeah.
So you move up towards your end zone.
All right.
What are you guys doing?
I'm just going to stop pursuing and go back downstairs and turn off the stove so nothing goes on fire.
Okay.
Excuse
me. Jeff.
I think... Jeff is running towards the smart car.
Okay.
We'll go try and catch him.
All right, so you make me pursuit.
Pursuit. Yeah, that's pursuit. Oh, okay. I got it. 30.
All right, you get to the smart car. I'm going to say since you're, like, not going after him directly this turn, that doesn't move you up, but you've got the car, and that'll be good for another plus 20.
Cool.
All right, so he's...
The car's only as good as a bike?
Well...
I mean, it is a smart car.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Also, like, the car can only go on the street.
Yeah, and I do have a head start, too.
Right. Todd is going to try to lose you guys, hide someplace. How about you? What are you guys doing? You're chasing them on the bike.
Yeah.
All right, Todd does not hide.
Okay, good. All right.
Not great at this.
I keep getting... No, that's 96.
All right, so you guys don't move. However, Jeff, you are in the chase now, so...
And he hasn't moved either, though.
I don't move
yet. No, he...
So we're one ahead.
Failed. Yes.
Okay, good.
So go ahead and roll your pursuit with a plus 20.
15 out of 50.
All right.
Like that, in the middle, or I'm here and he's there?
Well...
Or it starts in the little dots. Yeah,
it starts in the middle here, and then you caught up with him. And I'm going to say that Will's pursuit roll with the car, he's like running across the street.
Yeah.
And Jeff in the smart car pulls up in front of him.
Okay, so we don't need to know anymore.
Yeah, he's got you. You've got him cornered.
All right.
What are the chances that he hits the smart car?
He does. So, like, you don't hit him with the car, but you cut off his means of escape.
Mm-hmm.
He Jesus, your friend's out of shape.
Do I have a, like, a bike chain, like a lock or something, I guess, to lock my bike up?
Make me a luck check. Call high or low and roll.
Okay. I'm going to say high. 8.
Okay, so, yeah, go ahead. You have a bike chain.
Yeah, I'm tying him up with it.
All right.
I think your nephew's a lizard.
Oh, no, the Illuminati?
He is going to try to resist you.
Okay. Do I have to roll something?
You make struggle, and he makes dodge.
You make struggle.
I can't do fitness?
No.
Oh, okay.
And you're directly fighting him at this point. Wow, he just made that.
Is there any way I could use my animal trainer because I'm tying him up?
You
could try using your things to flip, too.
You could.
If your rage, noble, and fear, or obsession, if it fits.
Okay. But I could do that no matter what if I use animal trainer. That's much higher.
Yeah.
60%. So I'm used to wild animals and restraining them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to swap that to 29.
Okay.
Thank you for only 90.
Tell it to stop.
His 69 beats your 29. Listen, so like you've got the bike chain and you're like trying to wrap it around him, and he's just like, you know, moving his arms and ducking and weaving. Listen, we can do this all day, or you can just let me kill Friday. You've met him. He's a complete waste of humanity and breathable oxygen.
You're right, and we're going to help you kill him, just not this way.
Well, I mean, from all what I can see, your friend's making fucking pancakes over there, and you fell asleep. That's very useful to me.
I can't do anything until midnight for my plan to work.
Well, you haven't like gone out to try to convince him or anything.
Yeah, I don't think he's working at 8 in the morning. It's not key time for prostitutes.
That depends on how much meth he's had.
Well, you know what? Let me tie you up and I'll go check.
All right. Now you're changing tactics. So make me a connect roll. Or if you have some other persuasion identity.
Command animal. No, I guess I'll do... what did you say? Connect? That's
connect.
55. I should probably do that. Nope, 77.
Oh, that's a crit fail.
Oh, it's a match fail.
It's a match failure, right.
These dice suck. That's why I never use them.
You give the good dice to Will.
I can see that we're not making any progress here. I'm afraid I'm going to have to teach you a lesson. And then he goes to dive in front of a car.
Okay. Can I try and catch him?
Yep.
Can I help?
So that would be... Yeah, you can. Will, you can make... you can make pursuit if you want, or I would allow struggle if you're like... Well, how are you helping? Because you're in the smart car right now.
Well, it's been a couple minutes, so I figured I'd get out of the smart car.
Okay, so...
What if you just kind of backed up into him real slow and knocked him over? Like, he wouldn't be getting hit by a car going full speed, but he'd fall.
Or you can try to make the other car, like, swerve out of the way, because someone's just, like, coming down the street going a little too fast, and Todd's going to try to, or Nightwalker is going to try to launch Todd into their lane.
Can I do what Chris said and just back into them and just knock them over?
Sure. I will let you roll Pursuit for that. However, you don't give yourself the plus 20 because backing into someone with a car without injuring them is kind of a tricky thing.
I'd say don't injure them. I just want to kill them.
It's still like several tons of metal.
Can I help by like grabbing his arm or something?
Or maybe a ton of
23 out of 30.
All right. Let's see. You give him the 10 percentiles.
Okay.
Between the two of you, you manage to thwart Todd's plan of, or Nightwalker's plan of
killing Todd
and teaching you a lesson, or at least seriously injuring Todd.
Yeah, we only gave him minor injuries.
I'm pretty sure Todd would appreciate having minor injuries instead of major injuries and accusations
and
of murder.
Death. Yeah. It's all still better than what was going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you post this, James?
Todd looks at you.
Wasn't me. I know what it is. I don't know who posted it.
Yeah, how that works. It doesn't.
So he got knocked over, right?
Yes.
I'd like to jump on him and tie him up.
Okay.
Did he get up again? Because you're never going to keep him down.
So I'm not going to make you roll for that because Todd tried something on you.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. So you managed
probably
to
good.
get the best of him.
All right.
in a moment of he wasn't expect yeah distraction. And you tie him up again.
All right, I'll throw him into the back of the smart car. Oh, no. I'll throw him into the front of the smart car. All right, drive him back. I'll take my bike.
All right.
What a time. Well, yeah, I've only got the one chain. All right, I'll go slow. I'll keep pace with you. If he tries to get out, I'll run him down again.
Todd seems to have like gone into some kind of a catatonic stupor. You're not real sure what's happening, but
I should probably just give him one of my sleeping pills.
You could do that.
Okay. Yes. Once we get him in the car seat, I'm going to pop an Ambien in his mouth and massage his throat so it swallows.
All right.
I mean,
so
that's
Todd
animal
goes,
handling in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or wrapping
fact,
a piece
make,
of bologna.
Make me an animal handling roll just to
all
see
right.
if it.
It works.
God fucking damn it. No.
What did you get?
98.
You can flip it to 89.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. Oh, 60.
Oh. All right. You think that he swallowed the pill.
Uh-huh. All right, but he didn't. But I think he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tongued and cheeked it.
Yep, he did.
All right.
Well, so wouldn't it dissolve?
Yeah, but it wouldn't really do much in your mouth if it
dissolved. I mean, it will dissolve slowly. He could just wait until no one's looking and spit it
yeah.
out. So I'll only get a little of it.
Still help.
Yeah, maybe a little.
So just about the time that the two of you get back to the house, I'm going to say that your Uber is dropping you back off.
Well, we have to... I mean, we don't have
the
ritual yet.
Are you waiting at Walmart until noon?
I'll give them a call.
Okay.
Well, I'll call Cyrus.
Cyrus, so you turn off the phone. You turn off the stove... and you like run outside and you don't see which way they went and your cell phone starts to ring.
Oh, cool.
I feel like the smart car is hard to miss.
When you guys...
If we turned, I guess. It's
yeah,
hard.
I'm picturing like he like ran through some backyards and Will had to like drive around the block.
Alright.
Hi, Cyrus. How's it going?
It's, you know, I can't talk.
Why?
I just run out. I turn off and I run. I don't know where they went, so.
Make me a notice roll so you can tell where they went.
I think they lost Todd.
What gives you that impression?
Cyrus just said he couldn't talk and hung up on me.
Maybe him and Jeff were being intimate.
No, then he just wouldn't answer.
I failed.
That is a valid point.
I have failed.
You failed. Okay. So yeah, you're really not sure which way they went.
I'll take a direction.
Okay, and you just run?
Yes.
All right.
I'll call Jack. No, I'm going to call Jeff.
Jeff.
Well, I have the Bluetooth in the car, so we're good.
All right.
Jeff, is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
We're all fine.
We're all fine here now, thank
you. How are you?
You sound very convincing.
Alright, I don't want to lie. He got out of their restraints, but we got him.
You know, it's very rude to talk about somebody when they're sitting right in front of you.
Oh, he's there with you.
Yeah.
I'm on speakerphone, I guess, then.
On the car.
See, I told you, they're always listening, man.
They're all listening. Shut up, Flea. So where's Cyrus? He seemed worried.
He's
I think he was turning off the stove back at Todd's house.
Okay. So you left him there?
Well, we kind of had to catch
Todd.
Okay. Call me when you've got him secured again. Hang up. I don't want to talk about exorcism in front of the demon.
Mm-hmm. We could talk exercise, though. You know, squats and stair lifts.
We could.
So just to move things along, Cyrus, you actually do manage to hit upon the right direction.
No, that's good.
And you're rounding the corner at the end of the block, and you see the smart car coming with Jeff behind the wheel and Jack pedaling next to it, and Todd looking very unhappy and a little groggy in the passenger seat.
Oh, okay. And I'll walk back to the house, apartment.
Hey, look, it's Cyrus.
Not in the car. Are
you talking to Todd?
I'll wave and I'll just start walking back.
Talking to himself.
Todd has, like, slipped back into his catatonia. It's real weird, because you could swear that he just said something to you, but...
Now he's just being quiet.
Yeah. Well, not just quiet, but
he's
like...
He's plotting.
Eyes rolled back up into his head, kind of slack-jawed, drooling, limp in the passenger seat.
Hope he's not doing damage to his brain or something.
Just holding his breath.
You might want to get him to... This might cause a bit of concern. I mean, with a normal person, you'd probably take him to a hospital if their eyes started rolling back of the head.
Yeah, but... He's a demon, so he might just be doing that to throw us off.
Or, you know, it could have been a pill that somebody gave him.
So you guys get back to Mr. Zogi's and
does Mr. Zogi have a garden hose?
Yes, he does.
I am bringing the garden hose in with us.
Okay.
And once we've got him back on the couch tied up, I'm going to wrap him from head to toe in garden hose.
Okay.
Like a mummy.
Yes, like a mummy. Is there duct tape?
A hose.
Yeah, of course.
Todd has some duct tape.
I'm going to duct tape his feet together, and I'm going to duct tape the ends of the hoses so that they don't come unraveled.
Okay.
And I'm going to duct tape his mouth.
I'll
just use the gag again.
What the hell would that be?
Gag it.
I'm going to think you need to go with knowledge, maybe, or...
use a roll of duct tape?
Well, no, to tie him so that he can't get out of it.
I'm not tying the hose. I'm just wrapping it and then taping it.
Right. But to do it effectively.
Knowledge, 45. 69.
And then to college, get more.
All right,
knowledge.
You think you did a pretty decent job.
Okay, great. He's going to escape again. Can I check his work?
Sure. Notice.
I don't know, it's a thing.
No, you noticed that he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
It looks pretty decent. I mean, wrapped him all the way in garbage.
You want to check the work, too? Because
you fit. I'm not good at this.
Yeah, you already checked him and said it's good. He trusts you.
He's not going to micromanage.
We all thought it was good last time. Let's triple check everything now.
All right. Triple check.
I'm not too proud.
I think I probably failed.
Notice?
Yeah, I failed.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone knows.
Alright.
Great job.
Good.
If three people check it and they all say it's fine, then it's definitely fine.
Alright.
He's not going to get out again.
And I'm going to look for
Mr. Bananas. I'm not a contortionist, but I know that.
Mr. Bananas has turned the stove back on.
Alright, well, I'll turn that off and I'll put Mr. Bananas on my shoulder.
It looks at you expectantly.
Well, bad bananas. No playing with fire. We've talked about this.
Is the food cooked?
It screeches at you. there's a burnt pancake.
I'll give it to Mr. Bananas.
just to move things along, I will say that Todd stays in his weird catatonic state until you guys get the ritual from...
Well, okay. I was going to call them and see... Okay. If they wanted me to, if they wanted us to come back, or if we should just wait to get the ritual. All
right.
Okay. Well,
do you need us to come back, or should we wait until we get this ritual for a few hours?
So, he's doing something different now. The demon seems to have put Ton to a. What kind of stick? What is it called? Catatonic state.
He starts with cata.
do we know anything about that? Can we make a knowledge check?
Sure.
Or is it just the demon being a dick? Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Yeah, my dice. Nope. 50 out of 45.
Yeah, probably just some demon shit.
Yeah, that's probably just some demon shit.
And Lee's right now has got a crowd of people that he's just ranting and raving about the system and how it's broken and flawed.
He's literally standing on a soapbox.
That I stole out of.
Is that going to get you a charge? If you convince people to quit, check your thing, it might get you a charge.
That might get me a charge.
Well, if you guys don't need anything, then I'm going to watch Flea, maybe get arrested. hopefully I can get this charge. I've already worked for it.
Security guards are making sure he doesn't get ahead.
Where are you doing this? Like in front of Walmart?
Yeah.
In Walmart?
Out front of Walmart.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely like some security guys come out and tell you, sir, you have to leave. You know, this is completely inappropriate. We're going to call the police.
These are the oppressors.
And have them escorted off of the premises.
I know my First Amendment rights.
I'm not on your premises. I'm outside your premises. Get that straight before you start making accusations and start threatening.
You are in public.
I'm in a public place doing a public thing. And I'm going to
take a video of this and send it to Cyrus in exchange for the monkey video he sent me before this.
All right.
The video you got, which was just kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So,
I have entertainment.
Forcing a stress check for one passion.
That's your passions.
Yeah. For one of my passions.
We got a bunch of cool pictures from.
How about
you can see a picture. There's one of Flea like standing on a soapbox yelling. Then there's a second one of like a security guard coming up to him and like gesturing. Then the third one is Flea like flipping the security guard off. And then the fourth one is an action shot of Flea mid tackle as the security guard is knocking him off the soapbox.
Instead of flipping him off, mooning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So third one that, and you can see the security guard reaching for something on his belt. And then the fourth one is fully face down on the ground, bare ass up, as the security guard is holding out a taser.
So that would actually get you a charge, because one of the things is you have to
literally
do something that provokes a stress test.
Yeah.
Being attacked with a weapon is a violence one test. And you have more than violence one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So then, yeah, that gets you a minor charge if you want that. If you want to say that that's the way that went down.
Yeah. No, that's perfect.
All right.
it definitely plays out well.
Yeah. So you get tased and get a minor charge off of that.
There's not a viral video.
Did we say what time of year it was?
I don't think we did. I think we said maybe. Yeah.
Well, okay. So I'm assuming there's like a bench outside the Walmart or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just sit down and start knitting again while I'm waiting.
Okay.
That's how I make charges.
Yeah.
And we got time to kill. with the like 6 hours or 5 hours I have, be enough time to knit a hat or a...
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I get a charge.
Where's Flea?
Has
he been taken inside?
It's just security. I mean, it's not like they can really do much. And he only tased me.
Well, here's the thing. If you wait around too long, they're probably gonna like call the cops.
I think after getting tased, they would just start kind of making things a little bit more difficult for them by like running around and just causing a scene. But
yeah, I don't know if they'd call the cops either. Tasing him probably wasn't specifically legal.
No.
So they probably just want him to go.
They will escort you off the premises after you have been tased, because like you still get tased.
Yeah, I still got tased. Yeah, they
dropped him off.
Right. So yeah, they're
just like, I know my rights.
Yeah, they pick him up and throw him onto the sidewalk.
I've had a hat.
Don't come back.
They drop him off at the Home Depot across the street.
I'll say this.
They just drop him off
the store. The bench is like at the far end of the parking lot.
Okay.
And the two security guards like deposit you next to the bench while...
Or on the bench next to his?
While
Damien
is knitting his hat.
I sure showed them.
Oh, yeah.
I showed them my brown eyes.
Che Guevara would be proud.
You still kind of spasmy from the
It's like you just hear like the chains jiggle every few moments as I twitch. I got the crowd going. It was good.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
charge.
About this time, Effie comes out, and she is driving her van.
Oh, okay.
Does it have a handicap sticker on it?
Yeah. She just, like, pulls up into the back of the van with her scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Whiff of white.
I'll go over to her.
Oh. Now, I did have some time on my lunch break to make up a couple of notes, Damien. I hope you will find them quite useful.
I'm sure they will be exactly what I need.
And then she hands you a few greasy notebook pages.
Okay.
In the middle, there's a very nice drawing of the two of you in the bathroom. She's quite the artist.
I'll take it, and I'll give her another kiss on the cheek. And then I'll wave as she drives off. All right. That's done. Let's go.
So you get to roll 1d10 plus 5.
1d10 plus 5. Oh, that's for our meter?
Yep.
Three.
So you get 8 percentiles towards your getting Todd...
Save Todd at 8%.
Yep.
So do these notes help me do a ritual to...
Yeah. It looks like she wrote up what her school of magic considers to be an exorcism ritual.
Involves a lot of salami.
Yeah. It involves... imbuing a food with magical charge. With a day of preparation. It involves adding like bits and pieces of significant objects to the target, the possession target.
Okay.
So, like, clothing or hair or, you know, blood or some kind of other bodily fluid. And then you have to feed the entire... It has to be... The notes that Effie writes up say that it has to be a not insignificant amount of food. Like a cake or meatloaf or, you know, something that it would take one person a long time to eat. And then you have to force feed the possessed person the food.
We're going to get that much lunch meat.
But that wouldn't work. Like, it would work for her if she did.
Right, it wouldn't work for me.
But you would need to adapt it somehow.
That's
enough.
Okay.
Style.
So I'm
Why don't
think
you make
about...
some socks and we'll just start gradually putting on socks?
Or what if you have to knit a pair of socks on his feet?
I was thinking...
you knit him an outfit and we slowly dress him in that outfit.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, we would have to get him a suit and then stitch... meaningful things into the fabric of the suit.
Can it be a zoot suit?
It could be whatever suit I'm going to go grab off the rack in Walmart.
Call and see if Todd has a suit in his closet.
I would imagine it would have to be a new suit. It would have to be like
hey guys,
purchased and created with the purpose of the exorcism.
Or just like that could be the significant item. Like it could be an item of his clothing. I mean, have you ever tried to dress someone who doesn't want to be dressed?
That's true. So it's an item of his clothing, and we have to stitch.
Well, you have to stitch.
Oh yeah, I have to stitch things. Like significant things, like make a quilt kind of thing, like of a scene from his life, or, you know, take his hair and stitch it into the fabric and things like that.
My way of doing it would be breaking his personal possessions in front of him. That would probably be the chaotic way of doing it.
Just keep breaking things with the demon leaves.
Yeah. Well, things that are personal to him. It's like, oh, this irreplaceable piece from your grandmother. Oops.
The thing about that, though, is I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you this bit of it. You also need something that's significant to the demon somehow.
Oh, okay.
So we still need Friday.
No, I mean, we could just flash some 20s at her.
Okay, I have an idea. It has to be, for this case, it would be an article of Friday's clothing with important things from Todd's life stitched into it.
Make me a vestimenty check.
Or an outfit of Friday's or something like that. 26 out of 60.
Yeah, you think that would work.
Okay.
It's a little bit gutter magic-y, but since you're doing it with your school in mind, you know that the more mojo you can raise, you wanna take various things that reflect the target, the demon, and even you, if you want to bring yourself into it somehow. The more of those elements you bring in, the stronger the exorcism ritual would get.
Okay.
So you're at 8 percentiles. Does anybody else want to do anything?
I'd like to go...
And I'm going to call an Uber back to Todd's house.
All right.
I'd like to go see if Friday is still out hawking his garret, because apparently if he's been doing a lot of meth, he might be.
I'm going to say yes, he has been doing a lot of meth.
And do we have to get clothes from him, did I hear?
Well, we don't know if we're going to do that yet. And I didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay, well...
I was going to suggest we could stop off if I can ask my contacts if they've heard of this Friday's.
Well, the plan was we were going to figure out how to do the ritual while you guys were going to figure out what to do with Friday. And then we were going to meet back up and decide which way we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's noon. As far as I know, you guys have spent the last 6 hours figuring out what to do about Friday.
Yeah, we're losing Todd.
Yeah, and getting him back. So we're going to Uber back to Todd's house.
All right, well, then if I know they're coming over to meet at 12, I'll wait.
All right, so they get back.
So, is that his catatonia thing?
Yeah.
Looking at some, huh.
Well, I gave him a sleeping pill. That might have something to do with it.
Then what?
Dude, Todd's allergic to sleeping pills.
Not always.
Right, okay. So, I did come up with a type of exorcism ritual, but we would need clothing items from, well, that are important to the demon. So, I would imagine either we can maybe dig up the body of the woman she used to be, or we can get something from Friday.
I was thinking about going to see if Friday was out anyway. Apparently, if he does enough meth, he's up all day.
Well, did you guys figure out a good way to maybe kill him?
Well, I was kind of thinking we were trying to play the midnight game, and then he'd just go kill himself. I was just going to pay him to play the game with me. Speaking of which, I'm going to reach into Todd's pocket and pull out his wallet.
Okay.
How much money does he have?
Let's see. Okay, all right. Todd's got about $90 on him.
All right. So
it was 180, but I borrowed.
Yeah. I got $90. Maybe I could pay him to give me some of his clothes, too.
Sure.
Anyone want to throw some money in the pot? Remember, if he kills himself, we can always just get it right back.
Well, is he really killing himself or being killed by a demon?
Well, he'd be possessed by the demon, and then the demon will kill himself.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
If we played the midnight game, would it even necessarily be the same demon?
I mean, according to the demon here, yes. I don't know why.
From what, just reminding you guys what it said, because it's not really a person any longer.
Yeah.
It said that it could conceivably leave Todd, and would do so if it meant that
it can possess Friday.
Yeah, it can possess Friday.
I mean, but the Midnight Gang's been around a lot longer than this broad's been dead. I mean,
well, it's Cyrus, from reading the website, mm-hmm. Playing the Midnight Game is like the spiritual equivalent of leaving your keys in an unlocked car. You know, it's just inviting whoever comes by and sees it to take it for a joyride.
So it's not like she's not the Midnight
Game.
She's
not the Midnight Man.
Gotcha.
Right. She just happened to be in the area, and Todd was like, "Hey, look at me! I'm a meat person you can possess."
And well, if we're going to do it again, I guess we would want to optimize things by maybe say, if I'm going to play the Midnight Game in the hotel room, and the hotel he hangs out in front of, you guys can rent the room next to it.
No, oh, where's the truck stop?
A truck stop. Well, they've got rooms.
But you know
there.
What? Yeah, there's a motel down the road a little. So yeah.
Well, and of course the demon would know we were playing it, so he'd be ready to. It would be ready to jump.
Yeah, but what if there's another demon already in that area? I mean, a truck stop sounds like a breeding ground of demons.
Well,
you know, it's like first come first serve type of deal.
If you guys can exercise them this afternoon, we won't need to try.
No, it wouldn't be this afternoon. It would have to be later. I need time to prepare the garments.
We need to get the garment, too.
That's it.
All right. Well, what sort of thing do you need from Friday? I'll go see if I can buy it from him.
Might buy it when I can just take it.
Because he probably will stab you if he catches you.
And he's got cash first.
It would have to be a piece of clothing that's important to him.
Probably his pin pad.
Probably only got the one. Outfit.
Well, it would have to be something with meaning to him and to the demon. Something that he wears all the time. Something that signifies, that he feels signifies himself. Did you say he was wearing a leather jacket or some such?
Sure. I don't think I did say that. Yeah, he did have a pimp hat. If I remember correctly, I said he was wearing like an undershirt. He looked kind of ratty and.
Oh.
Does he have maybe like
the longer the feather, the more your status is?
Like a swastika pin, maybe.
Yes, why not?
It's not clothing. All right,
that's clothing.
It can't be an accessory.
How about like
I can't stitch things to a pin.
No,
a patch. What if he was wearing like?
But you can stitch a pin into something, or
yeah, I guess.
You could put a pin into like one of Todd's suits or something.
Yeah,
like a handkerchief on his head, and it's like the stars and bars.
Okay.
Stars and Bars bandana.
Yeah.
He's got a Stars and Bars bandana. I like it.
All right, so you think that would work? I'll try and buy that off him.
I could. I've never done an exorcism before.
I'm just going to steal his hat.
It's a bandana. And I think he's going to notice if you steal his hat.
I don't know, man.
Also, I'm going to ride my bike.
You got pegs?
No.
I do.
Oh. Well, in that case, yes. I just really don't want you to come.
I'm picturing we cut to
me riding with
the other pegs. You know, this is really hard.
It's only because you're going uphill. Once we get over the next hill, you should be fine, because it'll be downhill.
We're going to the top of the hill and stopping.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that, you know, beforehand.
Could you at least hold Mr. Bananas?
Who?
My monkey!
Where
I thought he had a basket.
Yeah, but he's on my shoulder anyway.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bananas is trying to cover your eyes.
Yeah. Did you just hold him?
Yeah. Come here, Mr. Bananas.
Well, before we cut to you pedaling, do we want to go... We need to... I mean, I don't think we should do both at once. So do we want to go with an exorcism? Or do we want to go with trying to get the demon to possess him? Or do we want to try to murder this guy?
I feel like we could try them in sequence. Like, whatever's ready first, we try. If that doesn't work, we try the next thing.
Okay.
Like, there's a specific time you have to do the Midnight Game. If you can get the exorcism ready before that, then, yeah, we'll try that. If you can't, I'll try that. If it doesn't work...
Well, I think there's a time component to it, too. Because, like, the food thing had to be prepared for a day, you said, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you got to prepare food. You got to make... I mean, it's...
I mean, I would imagine that, like, you have to... I would imagine for a Vestomancy ritual, like, it would have to be... Like, the stitching would have to be done in a certain way. Like,
yeah,
it would take time.
It would definitely
is a ritualistic action, so yes.
Right, well, I don't.
You may have to use a specific type of thread.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like a V stitch, you'd have to do a next.
But yeah, specific complicated stitches and.
I don't think we should put all our eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Anyway, we should definitely prep for all three and prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are just arriving at the truck stop. Say it's about 2 in the afternoon. Friday is still hanging out on the hood of his Honda Civic. He's got the semicircle of women is significantly smaller as some of his stable have gone to bed. And he is kind of like pacing because maybe business is slow or maybe he's just high on meth. Or both.
Why not both? There is another day.
All right, Fleet, just let me try it first.
You do your thing. You're not even going to notice me.
Somehow I doubt it. All right. I'll just put my bike on the side and put Mr. Bananas back on my shoulder.
All right.
Hey, Friday, remember me?
Hey, yeah, man, you're the guy with the scotch. Thanks for the scotch, brother.
Anytime. Here, listen, I'm going to reach into my pocket and just kind of hand him a bunch of pills. Just, because we're friends.
You got to know this is my turf, right? I don't want anybody hoarding in on my action.
I'm not hoarding in on your action. That's a gift from me to you. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not a dealer at all.
Friday wasn't born yesterday. What do you want? What the hell is the point of this?
Okay, so
you bring me scotch, you give me pills.
Weird question. Have you ever heard of the Midnight Game? It's kind of like Bloody Mary or... You know.
Before, he goes, the Midnight Game, yeah, my girls play it every night. And he goes, bye.
I'll high-five him.
All right. Can I interest you in a Midnight Game midday?
No, but you could interest me in a Midnight Game at midnight, and it's not the game you're thinking of. Could we say I printed out the instructions off the computer before I left?
Okay.
So... It's like a little... It's like a junior high thing. Listen, it's weird, but I'm making a research on this, and I need someone to play the Midnight Game with me at midnight tonight, and I know you're in the business of making money. I thought maybe you'd play with me.
All right, listen, man. I don't swing that way.
No. Seriously, what it says on the paper...
My girls do the hooking. I collect the pay at the end.
No hooking. It's just a 15-minute stop in a room, and we knock on the door. I forget how it's played.
Yeah,
we knock on the floor a couple times, and nothing happens, and then you get money.
All right, make me connect or lie. I mean,
no, that's telling them truth.
That's true. You are gonna give him money.
Yeah, I got a... I was doing 10, so...
See if you can, connect with you two. So, who knows? Friday is tired and very wired.
Right.
You suspect it's the meth. He says, alright, what are you willing to offer?
I got $90.
$90 for 15 minutes.
$90 for that's
pretty good, right? Right?
That's sure.
One more weird thing for the $90. Apart from playing the game, could I have your handkerchief?
Why do you want the handkerchief, brother?
I've been looking for them everywhere, man. Hard to find.
Yeah, that's We live in a fallen culture. Corruption and decadence are bringing down the West.
Too true.
It's up to the purists like you and me to keep the American flame burning strong.
That's right. Shame what they're doing with all those statues.
Uh, All right, make me another connect roll, or
can I use animal trainer to understand or command an animal?
Sure, that's very appropriate.
All right,
and you can do it with a plus 10 percentile.
Ooh, 70. 61.
All right, so he takes off the stars and bars, and he says, you know what, it's. I got this when I was very, very young and confused, and someone came along and set me straight. And I think that it's very admirable that you wanna show the world your pride.
So, hell yeah, man! Anyway, here's $45 now, and I'll come back here around say 10:30.
All right.
We'll, maybe, yeah, 10:30, we'll set up. I'll rent a hotel room. I'll tell you where it is. You can join me, you know, 11:15-ish.
I mean,
11:45.
I don't, you mind if I bring one or two of the girls? I don't want anybody to think that we're, you know.
Yeah, sure. Nothing in the notes say we can't play with more than two people, right?
No. I'll read you the rules. So you have to put a drop of your blood if you're playing by yourself. You can play in a group, but everybody needs to put a drop of their own blood on a piece of paper with their name.
Okay.
And then do the thing with the candle where you knock on the door.
Keep the candle on the note and then knock on the.
Except, I guess, in this case, it would be like the pile of notes and one person does it. And then everybody's playing.
Well, I'm just going to have him play.
I think if you're in the room, though, you have to play.
I don't know. Do you have to play, or can you...
No, if you don't put your blood on the paper, then you're not playing.
And you can be in the room still?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so I'm just going to have him play. All right, my friend, I'll see you later tonight. And thanks.
Right on. And he gives you the, you know, Hitler salute.
I'll just give him like a little nod. And then I'll turn around and walk away. See, play painless.
Racist.
Get on the bike, you idiot. And then I'll glide down the hill all the way back.
See, I told you it's a lot easier if you go with the flow, not against, man.
Yeah, thanks.
This time you're pedaling.
No one's pedaling.
So what are the rest of you up to while Jack is...
Do we get any percentage?
Yes, you do. That is a petty action, so you get 1 D10 plus 5.
10.
All right, so 15 more percent else to your 8.
So we're up to
23%.
I'm going to be looking around Todd's apartment for things of his I can weave into the ritual I have to do.
All right, make me a notice check.
37 out of 45.
All right. 37. Yeah. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row.
Get some iced tea, please, James.
So I will say you do find an item that you know is of deep significance to Todd. What is it?
After watching a lot of Criminal Minds.
I don't know. What's of deep significance to Todd?
It's got to be clothing?
No.
Something you can stitch into clothing, though.
Yeah. Just something that, yeah, you can...
There's only one picture that's framed in a nice frame on his bedside table.
Okay.
Him and his grandma.
It's a picture of him and his grandma, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you find that. It is the only photograph in Todd's apartment.
Excuse me.
It's actually got a mask card stuck behind it.
I take that, too.
Well, unless you count the poster of Pam Anderson.
I don't.
Yeah, that's not of deep emotional significance.
Yeah. That's a picture, on. Though. It depends on how much you look at.
Actually, what year do I think it is? Pam Anderson?
No, what year does Todd think it is?
Fair enough.
He's
yeah.
had that poster since he was 12.
All right.
No, it's a recent one. Oh, God.
Scared myself with that thought. See, you're smart, man. You got a bicycle. You didn't conform like everybody else. You got a vehicle that's destroying the earth, man.
I don't have a car.
Yes, right. It has nothing to do with my finances.
That's it. You're not buying into what they're selling, man. It's perfect.
Cyrus and Jeff. Excuse me. What are you guys doing?
Nothing. I have no
clue to do right now.
One of you could take a turn sleeping, I guess. And the other one should probably watch Todd.
All right.
Somebody could be renting Todd from doing something stupid.
I think he hasn't slept yet, so he's sleeping.
All right.
And I'm watching Todd. He's still in a catatonic state.
All right, make me that notice roll.
That notice roll. Oh, please.
Roll that view.
Oh, 30 to 45.
Okay. You do see Todd, he's still like feigning like he's unconscious, but you do see like his hand coming out from between the coil of garden hose, and it like just manages to poke between where Jack wrapped the duct tape, and it looks like he's trying to like get it, get out of the.
Slowly rip the duct tape?
Yes.
I'm gonna grab the duct tape, go over and apply more duct tape.
Alright. You can make. God, what would that be? Struggle or. I think I said struggle before.
Yeah, you're struggling. You struggle hard.
Oh, I think I
even. Or knowledge, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
You're struggling.
14 out of 45.
All right. So you kind of see that now that Todd is struggling his way out of it, you see where Jack did kind of a crappy job at tying Todd up.
Oh.
And you're like a couple more rolls of duct tape. you secure him.
A couple of more rolls, huh?
Well, not whole rolls, but
okay.
Rounds of...
wrap job.
Yeah.
All right.
Now you're starting to look like a duct tape mummy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, top buddy.
Yeah. Must be really sweaty in there.
Yeah. And it looks at you. Looks
so who's running your store while you guys are here?
We have managers.
Felicia's the night manager.
Right. Well, it's like 2 in the afternoon now. At least she's the day manager now, too.
No, we got,
We'll say you've got another person who's...
Frederick von Frederickson.
Jeff, make me an unnatural 6 check.
Unnatural 6?
Yeah,
what's
you
that?
Have to make that.
Yeah,
okay. Frederick von
Frederickson. Ooh, Frederick von Frederickson.
Yeah.
I defend with knowledge?
Yeah.
Yes. So you roll your knowledge.
Henry.
Oh, no. 11.
11. Okay. So you can choose. Do you want to notch unnatural, or do you want to not?
Well, what would happen if I notch unnatural?
Then you get an extra dot.
Get a dot and your skills change.
Your notice goes down, but your secrecy goes up.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Is there any way to lower your points? Or
yes, the therapy thing that Damien can do.
Yeah, no.
And me.
And you.
I guess Damien's trying to do something to me.
Yes. So
do I know?
You look down, and you look up from your work. Excuse me, and you look over at Todd to see if he's still like catatonic. And in Todd's place, you see a young woman about 18 years old. She looks like she's been pretty badly beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Her lip and nose are bloodied, and she's got a black eye. One of her eyes is like swollen shut. and her hair is also kind of dirty and matted. And she looks up at you and she goes, please, please don't. Please don't.
Oh, shit.
And you walk over and you slap her.
No.
Well, you passed your thing, so...
I didn't pass my thing.
You
know he's fucking with you, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised because I'm gullible.
But you passed.
I passed, so... Yeah. All right. So, I just smile and just go, nice try. And
She smiles at you, and you can see like a couple of her teeth are missing, then she spits something at you.
I'll try to avoid it.
You look down. It is an Ambien.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
What's an Ambien?
The film I gave her.
Look at that.
You look back up at the figure, and it is Todd again. I'm getting very impatient with you idiots.
Hey, only one of us is the idiot.
That's right. Only one of us is the idiot.
I'm not the idiot.
Todd's the idiot.
Todd's dumber than the
personification of fool.
The only idiot I see is the one you possessed.
Ouch.
When you like him, doesn't mean he's not an idiot.
Exactly. But you're not there.
Yes, I am.
He's there.
Three of you are there. We're not. Me and James are on our way back.
And,
Cyrus
said he went to sleep. Sorry, I'm having a hard time keeping everybody's names in my head.
Bustle late.
Yeah.
You're late.
Oh
my god, you're having a baby?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Wow.
A food baby.
No, I'm in leaving today.
Can I be the godfather?
Sure, Chris.
Yes.
Can I be the godmother?
What are you doing?
I'm reading a spell on my phone.
Oh. Should I take my pitch?
I can see how it looks like if we're taking
it. Yeah, it's probably, yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm sure there's some kind of mutually beneficial arrangement that we can make, that we can work out. I can see that you're obviously not rubes. It's not your first trip around the block, as it were. I think we can maybe come to some sort of an arrangement. Don't you?
Probably not.
What is it that you want, Jeff?
Didn't he used to have a gag?
Yeah, that's it.
Is what Damien says. As I'm rooting through Todd's things for anything else that might be significant.
He did just have a gag. Where's the gag?
You never put it back in.
I thought I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said I taped his mouth. I put the gag in.
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed that part. So then let's retcon the entire last 5 minutes.
No. I think it's... I think
it's funny. It's gone.
The gag should be on the floor.
All right. So, yeah. You did a shitty job of taping him up.
I did.
So he spit his gag out.
Yeah. So...
And the Ambien.
Oh. I should probably reattach that gag.
Do it.
I'm going to reattach the gag.
I should probably reattach that gag.
Well, good night.
You don't even know what it is you are, do you, Jeff?
I'm a baker. I bake delicious goods. We can talk about it again if you want. I have more recipes to share.
God, no, please.
Jeff, why don't you tell them about how you came up with the lollipops?
Oh, the lollipops. Oh, this is genius. You're going to love this.
I swear I will make you suffer for this.
I was gonna wrap my dead man's scarf around him, but it activates when I put it on someone, so I can't just like leave it and wait.
No, I'm serious. You're gonna like this.
You look like a sucker.
So as I'm putting the gag back in the mouth, I'm like telling the story about the suckers.
Have you guys watched The Tick on Amazon?
Yes, I watched part of it. Yeah,
I'm imagining that Jeff is like Arthur's stepdad.
Did you see the part at the end with him?
Yeah,
I haven't.
That was my favorite. I think that may have been my favorite part of the whole thing.
Now
take care of your feet.
Great taser tots.
So it is after midnight. How late do we want to go?
Not too late. I have
I'm
to get up
fall
a little earlier tomorrow.
Okay. Do we want to call it?
Sure.
That seems like a good spot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're
maybe the two of us walk down. I give Damien the handkerchief. Handkerchief.
Charming.
Whatever. You guys have a plan, and you have 23 percentiles to go at it with.
So the exorcism, we would just roll the save Todd thing?
Yes.
Would, like, performing the ritual give us any points toward that?
That would be an
like
intense,
a major.
Yeah, so you would get 2d10 plus 10 points for actually doing the ritual.
Name of this episode.
Hashtag save Todd.
So that's the thing. Like, basically, the more you're willing to throw at it, like... If you had, like, ritualistically spilled Friday's blood or something like that, that would have given you a 2d10 plus 10. But since you just went over to him and negotiated for his Stars and Bars scarf, it was a 1d10 plus 5.
You should have just let me steal it.
Did you just cut Will's leg off and now you're beating him with it?
Yeah.
I mean, I gave him money that I stole from Todd, so...
Yeah.
And I plan to take back once he's dead, if possible.
That's true. And you're going to give it back to Todd?
He's still on the fence.
That's our depossession fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Todd aware of what's going on while he's possessed? Is it one of those where
he's...
Oh, okay.
Well, if he has for his 90 bucks back, I'll fit.
Yeah, you're doing it when you possess, the demon tortures you by letting you see and feel everything that's going on. But
that might be happening.
We'd have to ask Todd, and we can't right now.
Well, you can, and he just won't be able to answer until after he's gone.
The demon
That's
will
true.
Probably lie about it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
No, Todd's fine. And you see in his eye, help me.
Or probably the demon would say, yeah, he's feeling and he's tortured, and you should just let me go kill this guy and get it over with.
So how does advancement in this game work? Or does it?
It doesn't really. I think you can advance your identities, but I forget exactly how.
Okay.
I will look that up before next session. So thoughts for next game, would you guys like to see more of something or less of something, or questions, comments, or thoughts?
Breakfast.
Well, hopefully next time we won't be starting so late.
Yeah. Well,
hey, look.
Everybody glares at James for showing up.
It took me an hour to get over to George Washington and another hour to get over to Throgs.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then another hour on the 495.
It's okay. I like Fleet. Wait, where were you coming from?
Jersey.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's why.
Thankfully,
Jersey's
I'm in Shirley next week, so...
I would apologize to our Jersey listeners, but...
They're from...
They know what they did.
Don't
we have
turn
New
Jersey
York.
Unless you feel like driving halfway across the state.
They understand. We're from New York.
Jersey really is the worst part of New York.
That's an armpit.
What?
It's an armpit.
Yeah.
It's
the United States.
It's the trash.
Jersey wouldn't be so bad to work in if their people in charge weren't so fucking stupid.
Well, that goes for everywhere.
Yeah.
That's sorry, Jersey.
Like, their rules and regulations, it's from some broad who hasn't worked in the field, so just comes up with these rules because it sounds okay.
People that are named James have to do twice as much paperwork.
Yeah. Why don't you stop recording before James gets himself fired?
How is James?
Shut the front door.
All right. Do we have any last will thoughts?
I don't know. Ask the man himself.
Yeah.
I think that was perfect.